What up, podcasters, and welcome back to what is yet another podcasting episode. I am your host, Gussie Rand, aka What Is Trending. Boom! Yeah, so today I'm going to be discussing the kid singers that have caused controversy around this world and blown up the world with their famous sissicity. I'll be back in a minute with all your news. Let's go to the intro. Alrighty, guys, so I'm just gonna jump right off the bat. Misha, I'm going to try to pronounce his last name, Misha Manowski, aka the Pokemon Go Kid. Now, you'll hear about why he's called the Pokemon Go Kid in 1 second. So basically, Misha Manowski has blown up the world and internet and has become so famous off YouTube because of one song. I play Pokemon Go every day. Now, as soon as that song came out, some person decided to found the song on the dark side of YouTube. You go on there to watch one video and then you end up on these random videos. I think he found that and he had Vine and he put it on a Vine, and then it went viral. And the whole world is singing it now. I play Pokemon Go every day. The song does get annoying, I have to admit. But, and now that he's become famous and stuff, well, he, as I would as well, decided to take the fame and has now written many more songs. Just like, for example, I'm Vegan. It's a sort of a skit song sort of thing. Sorry, I'm just fixing up my lighting. It's sort of a skit sort of a thing, but it's not even funny. It's like dissing out all vegans and saying that he's better than them and stuff. And basically just being cruel and harsh to them. And what I'm saying is we need to stop watching him, because he's offensive and rude and not even a good singer. We have to, like, I don't care if you want to listen to him, but he is rude to people. So what happened? He wasn't that popular. He was uploading a video like every few months, like a song, and only getting like, let's say 30 views, and then like 30 or 100 views. And now that he's become famous, he is being encouraged to make more offensive, harsh, cruel, just plain mean songs. And it's not good to encourage. You don't want that in our human society, in our world. And you don't want that. You do not want people that come along and just ruin people's day. Some people can have a laugh at that and thumbs up to those guys, they can have a laugh at that. But some people take offense, and I don't blame, I'm sort of on the fence. Like, I take offense to some of the things, but some of the things, like, I can have a laugh at. And I totally understand the people that get offensive. He swears at them, but not only swears, like, that's not that offensive. He says really meaningful stuff that just can really offend someone. Can really, really, really offend someone. So what we need to do is stop watching them. So then his views will get decreased, and eventually he'll go back to the same routine that he had before and not be that popular. And that's what we need, because then he'll stop making all those offensive songs, and he'll probably even quit YouTube. He probably won't. He'll probably keep making songs and roasts, as he calls them. And then, and like he'll probably make more just to try to get popular. But I know how tempting it may be, but we just can't watch him. He's got another song, basically, like the song's got lots of other things in it, but not the main idea, but in many parts of the song, he is just basically laughing at cancer. Now, cancer isn't a funny thing to laugh at. My auntie has cancer. Many people a day die from cancer. It's one of the world's most harsh and killing diseases out of any of them. And he's basically laughing at cancer. That is not a good thing to do. Now, I know I'm getting very serious here and straight, but that just needs to be discussed. So I highly recommend not watching Misha. But yeah, and he's also made videos saying that he's like the leader of ISIS and he like wants to blow up the world and stuff. And that is not something to encourage. You don't want like a 6-year-old kid talking about him being the leader of ISIS and blowing up the world. And back to the funny sort of sides, he is like 7 and he has got a girlfriend. He's got a girlfriend that they met on a Minecraft server and she's like 19. And they're going out and they've made a whole video about it, my girlfriend tag or whatever. And he literally talks about his girlfriend and how they met. They were on this Minecraft server and they were FaceTiming. You know how some Minecrafters like FaceTime and play together? He was FaceTiming her and, oh, I'm lost for words. Anyway, we better get to the next singer. The next singer, songwriter, whatever you want to call them, is Jacob Sartorius. I know I get a lot of hate at school because I say I actually don't mind him. I just don't see what's wrong with him that much. And some people say he uses way too much people say he uses auto-tune. Look at your favorite singer, mate. Everyone has a favorite singer, even if they don't like music that much. Everyone has a favorite singer. Everyone has a favorite singer. I bet you all my money that their singer will use auto-tune. Every single singer, even though it may not seem like it because they use the tiniest of bits of it, every singer uses auto-tune. Even if it's just like 0.1 of auto-tune, I don't know what it's called, to make their voices seem a bit like more like, not robotic, but like serious and professional, they'll use auto-tune. Everyone uses auto-tune. If it's big amounts to medium amounts to small amounts, everyone uses at least a bit of auto-tune. And like he does use quite a bit, but that's fine. Like he's, yeah, I'll see you in a minute. Sorry guys, I had to get something for my mum, but yeah, that was just a bit of a fail. Yeah, so if I was, to be honest, if I was 14, I think he is, and I had the opportunity to go to a recording studio and use all the new technology and auto-tune and stuff, what would I do? I would take it. I don't know about you, but I would take it. I would definitely take it. And the way people diss him out about using auto-tune, just, it makes me angry. But, like, I'm not a massive fanboy of Jacob Sartorius. I just don't see what's wrong with him. His songs are well written and they're like, oh, sorry about that. They've got good lyrics and stuff, but, yeah, people just hate on him because they can, and that's what haters do. Yeah, so that's another thing, and there's many more, and there's another thing. I don't know much about this one, but this one is actually bad. Matty B Raps. You've probably heard of him. Yeah, his voice is bad. His raps are bad. He's not like Jacob Sartorius, and I don't know. It just He's just very cringy. His songs and his YouTube videos, makes YouTube videos, and yeah, I'm pretty sure he uses Musical.ly as well. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure he's a Vinyl as well, but I can't talk too much about it because I don't know too much, and I can't just like diss him out. If he actually could be good, just the songs he's seen, I've seen, are just plain horrible. I'm just trying to think of any more. I know I should have it planned out. When I get my podcast, get more professional and stuff, I'll probably write like some main ideas and stuff that I will write down. But I couldn't be stuffed when I made this podcast. I literally was thinking of ideas and I thought cringy and controversial kid singers. So yeah, that I don't think I have much else to talk about. This is about around the same distance as my last podcast. Remember to subscribe to my channel here, to keep up to keep updated on all my new podcasts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel at Challenges with Gus 3.0. Its name is actually meant to be Gus YT, but there's some problems going on there. And if you want to find my channel easily, just search up birthday party exclamation mark and you should see me there. It's like me in my in front of a curtain. You probably don't even know what my face looks like, so I'm acting like YouTube, because I'm used to making YouTube videos. So it's a boy standing in his pajamas in front of a curtain, and that will be my video, and then you can just click on my channel and subscribe and keep it updated on my YouTube channels. I'll probably upload some of these podcasts after a while to my YouTube channel to just to have on the YouTube channel as well. So go check that out. Some of you guys that may be listening to my podcast may have actually come from Gus YT, I'm just gonna call it. So hopefully guys you enjoyed this podcast. Let me know please of ideas to do. I probably will make one tomorrow night, but I'm actually not too sure about that. Now, thank you so much for listening to my podcast, episode 2 podcast. Yeah, it is episode 2 podcast. Please enjoy. I hope you have a wonderful day, night, evening, dinner, school day, university day, work day, sleep, did I say that? Morning, breakfast, anything that you're at right now. Smile, keep on smiling. If anyone tells you that you shouldn't smile and stuff, don't listen to them. If they say something bad about you, just don't listen to them. Just think that they're jealous, which they probably are. Peace out, guys, and I'll see you in my next podcast.